Welcome to A Season in Hell, Episode 10. I hope you enjoyed your holiday. It's now time to get down and dirty with John Hell. In this episode, you, ladies and gentlemen, will find out the name of my car. That's right. Last week, I said that you will have the opportunity to name my 1978 Cadillac Fleetwood. You have all come through. Many of you have. So at the end of this episode, you're going to hear the name. Isn't that thrilling? Aren't you happy you tuned in? Enjoy.
must have more important things to do. So
it all began when they took me from my home and put me on death row. A crime for which I'm totally innocent, you know. I began to warm and chill to objects and their fields. A ragged cup, a twisted mop, the face of Jesus in my soup. Those sinister dinner deals, the meal trolley's wicked wheels. A hook bone rising from my food, and all things either good or ungood. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. I hear stories from the chamber. Christ was born into a manger, and like some ragged stranger, he died upon the cross. Might I say it seems so fitting, in its way he was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. My kill hands tattooed evil across its brother's fist. That filthy fire, they did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven his throne is made of gold, the ark of his testament is stowed, a throne from which I'm told all history does unfold. It's made of wood and wire, and my body is on fire. And God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb. My head is shaved, my head is wired, and like a moth that tries to enter the bright eye, I go shuffling out of life just to hide in death a while. And anyway, I never lie. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is burning, and I think my head is glowing, and in a way I'm hoping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway there was no proof, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is glowing, and I think my head is smoking, and in a way I'm hoping to be done with all these looks of disbelief. A life for a life and a truth for a truth, and I've got nothing left to lose, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is smoking, and I think my head is melting, and in a way that's helping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, but I'm afraid I told a lie.
some masterful Johnny Cash right there for you on A Season in Hell off of the American 3, right? Solitary Man. Came out in 2000. I believe that was the final. Is that the final Johnny Cash, Rick Rubin recording? His version of the wonderful Nick Cave, Mick Harvey tune, The Mercy Seat. And if you've ever heard that original Nick Cave version, as awesome as it is, kind of, you know, the lyrics are not very obvious. So listening to Johnny Cash do it, it's awesome. It's just so freaking powerful. He obviously speaks it more than he sings it, but you can just feel yourself in that chair with him. Blech. Before that, Low, off of their latest release, Drums and Guns, out on Sub Pop, came out March of 2007. Low, out of Duluth, Minnesota. We heard Murderer. And starting off the show was Hellhound on My Trail, classic from the father of the Delta Blues, Robert Johnson. My name is John Hell. Thanks for tuning in to A Season in Hell, Episode 10, where you get to find out what the hell my car is called. 1978 Cadillac Fleetwood. If you go on johnhell.podomatic.com, you, ladies and gentlemen, yes, you can see a picture of my automobile. I believe it's one of the pictures there for Episode 9. Yeah, that's it. Right. I think you can dig that. Oh, boy, I had some hell of a week. I'll be getting to that a little bit later. Got to see the Mime Troupe, I think, for my 10th time. 10 years in a row, every year. They do an amazing show at Dolores Park right here in San Francisco. No, they're not mimes, ladies and gentlemen, in the traditional sense of the word. They are mimes in the traditional sense of the word, where it's political theater, we shall say. That's very good. I also was on a panel for a workshop regarding radio online and podcasting. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Until then, I'm so damn pleased that I got a copy of this Sonic Youth Daydream Nation re-release that just came out. I can't believe it's been almost 20 years. But one of the extras on this bit is a home demo version of one of my favorite tunes of all time, Eric's Trip. So let's listen to that. Following that, coming up, a band I'm going to go see tonight, being Saturday the 7th of July, 7707, 3-day stubble. And I'm going to have some links on the site here so you can check out them. But they haven't played together in a few years. Lead singer Donald the Nut moved to Japan, and he's back for a few days. So they said, let's get together and do it. So following Sonic Youth, a little 3-day stubble. And then you're going to recognize the song following that, but I'm not going to tell you about it until later. Enjoy.
Can't see anything as far as I'm concerned. All I see is me. That's all that's important as far as I'm concerned. All I see is me. My eyes can focus, brain is talking, looks pretty good to me. My head's on straight, my girlfriend's beautiful, looks pretty good to me. Sometimes I talk to myself, but I really have nothing to say. I can talk about going out, about having fun, about this beautiful day. She thinks she's a goddess, that she can talk to the spirits. I wonder if she can talk to herself, if she could bear to hear it. I've been given a glass eye, a hollow telescope, the pavement view, the shadow forming, rushing up to meet me, the pavement view. We tore down the wall, we put up four walls. I breathe in the myth over the city, fucking the future, bringing it home. Sometimes I talk to myself, but I really have nothing to say. Talk about going out, talk about having fun, talk about this beautiful day. Hold these pages up to light, feel this jackknife inside a dream. Seems these years, tomorrow's so white, with nothing on a screen.
has peristalsis.
Thank you.
here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile. Because all the while, I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. Took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you've gotta stay on trial. Because all the while, I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal are nice to see on clearer days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see you right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile. Because all the while, I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and 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 miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.
That's the vocal stylings of Ms. Petra Hayden on A Season in Hell with John Hell. That's right off of her 2005 release. Petra Hayden sings The Who Sells Out, her version of I Can See for Miles. That's the entire record is her vocals, just like that. So she does all of it. That's it. Awesome record. She is the daughter of the miraculous bass player Charlie Hayden, well known for his years with Don Cherry, many other great performers. But if you're a fan of The Who, if you're a fan of Charlie Hayden, if you're a fan of that song, pick up Petra Hayden. You will not be disappointed. She's a brilliant performer all the way. Before that, we heard some 3 Day Stubble on there. They've been around for quite a number of years. Gosh, like 25, I think, and that's really scary. But a couple of years ago, the lead singer, Donald the Nut, and he seriously is. I know the dude. He moved to Japan, and he was back here in San Francisco for a few days, said, let's put on a show. So tonight, Saturday the 7th of July, they're playing at 12 Galaxies in San Francisco. By the time you hear this, that show will probably be either happening or over. I'm going. I'm thrilled. So you heard Wafer of Darkness off of the 1991 release of the exact same name. Gosh, you know, I actually have a turtleneck sweater. I don't know why they did this, but a turtleneck sweater with the imprint of that record right on that sweater. It's pretty disgusting and brilliant all at the same time. Sonic Youth before that off of their brand new 20th anniversary re-release of a record that saved my life, Daydream Nation. We heard Eric's Trip, but we heard the home demo version because I can. That's why. I played it because of that. This is two CDs, but they're going to come out with a 4LP release. And I don't know. There's probably going to be even extra stuff on there. My name is John Hell. You are tuned into A Season in Hell, Episode 10. Thanks for tuning in, folks. So many great things to see online all the time. And if you click on the text version of this show through your iTunes or if you're on johnhell.podomatic.com, you can see my notes, my basic blog for this, along with a lot of links. Last Thursday, that would have been 2 days ago when, you know, from where I recorded this, I was at a workshop for podcasting and online radio. I had a great opportunity to sit with a couple of real fine people, actually. Danny Plotnick, who does a blog called Nest of Vipers, Monkey Man from Pirate Cat Radio, and John Miller from FCC Free Radio. And I will have the links available online for you to take a look at those. Please do, definitely do. Pirate Cat, by the way, is a San Francisco and Los Angeles pirate radio station that's been broadcasting for a number of years now, but they are also available online for streaming. Yes, it's true, folks. There's lots of available sounds here in this fabulous city. Also, I'm going to have a link up for the San Francisco Mime Troupe, because I saw them perform this past weekend. Pardon me, on the Wednesday the 4th. Strange, you know, holiday in the middle of the week, all that. And if you're living in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, that is, you'll have an opportunity to see them for free throughout the summer. They're a political, comedy, music, singing, all that jazz kind of show. This is a really fun show this year, one of the best I've seen in an awful long time. Hey, there's this dude, right? His name's Rocky Erickson, right? And he really lost it for a number of years, really messed up. Acid took its toll on him. But unlike people like, say, Syd Barrett, who just lost it and never came back, his family really helped him out and got him back on the straight and narrow and got him really focused again. And I am so incredibly thrilled because I saw him perform at the Austin City Music Awards back in, I think, 1993. He was walked up to the microphone. He just screamed out two brilliant tunes, and then he was walked back off. But he is now recording again and touring again, and it seems like his mind is a lot more sharp than it has been. So he's somebody who really has come back, and I'm thrilled. But I want to play for you a classic 13th Floor Elevator song from, you know, one of my favorite bands of all time. They're from Austin, Texas. And it's a great song. You know it. You love it. You're going to miss me on A Season in Hell.
I'm not coming home.
That song cracks me up like nobody's business. Lafayette Blues by the White Stripes right here on A Season in Hell. And should I tell you that that right there was from an original 7-inch release, right? Like the one of the very first releases that they ever did. Well, it is, but I don't have the single. I'm sorry. Actually, Jack and Meg White are both like self-proclaimed connoisseurs of vinyl and record collecting. As a matter of fact, Record Collector Magazine calls them the most collectible band of modern music. And they're like highly sought after. Their first two releases on the very small Detroit label, Italy Records. So the first pressing of that song, Lafayette Blues, along with Let's Shake Hands, were issued on red and white wax. That one on white wax. And both were limited to about 1,000 copies. And matter of fact, some of them, Lafayette Blues in particular, is considered the Holy Grail. Because 15 copies exist worldwide of them being hand-painted, the sleeve being hand-painted, and a marbled red and white vinyl. And they're going for about $2,800. And I guess they only were available at a record release party back in 1998. That one you heard there does not come off of a vinyl. I wish I could say I had it, but I don't. No, I don't. My name is John Hell. You are tuned into A Season in Hell. Before that, you heard some David Bowie. She Shook Me Cold. Off of a great release, of course, The Man Who Sold the World. And we started off the set with Rocky Erickson and his Austin 13th Floor Elevators Band with You're Gonna Miss Me. Thank you for tuning in. You know, I'm going to tell you, I really am going to tell you, I swear, the name of my car. Yes, it's true. I'm watching some guy, by the way, I'm watching my neighbor destroy his foosball table. I don't know why, it looks like a really nice foosball table, but he appears to be literally insane. So it's okay. Good for you, dude. Let's move on with it. I've got some fine tunes for you. A little jazzy and a lot bluesy because I had some requests for some blues. So we start off with some Rahsaan Roland Kirk. We're going to move into The Kings, as it were. So let's start off with some R.R. Kirk with Serenade to a Cuckoo on A Season in Hell. Thank you.
that little bird there.
Thank you.
Have you ever loved a woman so much you tremble in pain? Yes, have you ever loved a woman so much you tremble in pain? Yes, all the time you know.
Fabulous Freddie King, Have You Ever Loved a Woman on A Season in Hell with John Hell. You know, I've always loved that version done by Derek and the Dominoes, but it's nothing like the original. Freddie King is a serious master at his craft. And of course, before that, blues boy himself, B.B. King, with Sloppy Drunk. And that's a real classic for B.B. going back early in his career. Heard some anti-blast Afrobeat orchestra with Never Ever Submit to Authority, N-E-S-T-A, Nesta. Right there. Always been a fan of them. They are an amazing group live. If you have not had the chance, get your ass up and go see them, please. And some White Stripes, of course, in there as well. My name is John Hell. Folks, it's time for you now to know the name of my car, my 1978 Cadillac Fleetwood. I want to thank everybody who sent me suggestions, but there are two people in particular that sent me suggestions, and strangely enough, they both had it down. They don't even know each other. And the name of my new 78 Cadillac, the full name is Duke Peligro, which Peligro means danger in Spanish, and of course Duke is royalty. But he'll be going by The Duke. So thanks again. The Duke thanks you. John Hell thanks you. And now it's time for me to go out and get my own drink on. Here's some Allman Brothers Band with little helpful vocal stylings by Mr. Elvin Bishop live at the Fillmore East. I'll see you in a week. Enjoy.
Boy, hearted boy. I have a whole ocean of trouble and just a little half a pint of joy. I drink because I'm worried. I don't drink because I'm dry. I know if I keep on drinking, I'm liable to drink away my life. But that's all right. Baby, bring me another half a pint. I'm trying to drown these blues. Yes, I am. People, if you had my trouble, baby, I know you would be drinking too. Thank you.
too long. That's all right, but when I'm dead and buried, please think about me when you hear this song. That's all for tonight. Thank you. Hey, it's 6 o'clock, y'all. Look here. We recorded all this. This is going to be our third album, and thank you for your support. You're all on it. We ain't going to send you no check, but thanks for your help.